And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Matt Drew. Well, Coach, I know that the results of the first two games, I'm sure probably not what you and the boys wanted to see, but I know that a lot can be learned from adversity. Talk about the mental approach for your kids. Have you been pleased with the way they continue to come to practice and fight every day?
Yeah, I think the biggest learning curve has been on my side with the offense and defense, and what was theory in summer didn't really work the first game, so we did a lot of changes on defense and thought the guys played more aggressive and really physical against SEM. And, you know, within offense, we're still kind of trying to figure out how to adjust to six-man offense. And, you know, bad coaching on my part of, you know, special teams. The game against SEM really got away from us because of a couple of punt blocks. So we got to take special teams more serious, and I'd say the boys still have really good buy-in. You know, we're coming in watching film. We're practicing hard. I mean, this has been a weird week because we've had JV games and junior high games and stuff, but that's part of high school football.
Coach, as you come out of the first couple of games now, where have you seen the areas of most improvement in regards to the kids, you think?
Well, I think Owen Brott was much better the second game of being aggressive and being our middle linebacker. His brother, a freshman, Robert Brott, really impressed at our corner position of doing some things. Cooper Fletcher's done a good job of being a leader and defensive end, and he's made some catches for us, and that's something he didn't have to do in the past. David Magner, our quarterback, did what we asked the second game, got rid of the ball. But, you know, we've still got to be more disciplined on who we have on defense and not leave our guy to try to make a play when it's our guy. And but we're learning, and they still have their heads up, and you know, they had a rough year this year, but last year, and I think we can turn around. We're staying positive.
Talk about the progression of some of your younger players. I know talking to you before the season started, you said you'd have some young kids on the team this year. Have you seen progression from them and just kind of understanding concepts and what you're asking from them?
Yeah, it's, you know, we only have one senior, so we're asking for a lot of underclassmen to do a lot of things. Like I said, we're trying not to play too many freshmen, just let them play some JV games and gain some experience and not get beat up in a varsity game. But Robert Brott on defense has done a great job. Some of our sophomores, well, we're mostly juniors. A new kid that went out that did a nice job doing his job against SEM was Keegan Ritchie. He's never played football before, and we kind of put through him at nose guard, and he did what we asked. So we're still developing our six-man offensive scheme. I think we've kind of figured out what we want to do on defense. And my assistant coaches, Neil Cashlin, Jeffrey Cunningham, and Aaron Wagner have really helped me try to – they've given me different ideas, and we've worked well together.
Coach, you mentioned the defense a little bit. I know in six-man football, I mean in football in general, tackling is always important, but I know in the six-man game there can be a lot of one-on-one opportunities. Have you been pleased with the way the tackling has went through the first couple of games as you look forward to the rest of the year?
The first game, not so much. Second game I thought was better. We started to attack a little bit more, and that was also part of our changing on defense. And I think every coach would – like to say you have super physical practices, but when you have 16 kids and five of your six guys are playing both ways, you're also scared seeing people go one-on-one in tackling drills. So it's a fine line of trying to take the technique. Like, we try to use a lot of tackle wheels and not straight contact, but it's hard to get better at something when you're scared to practice it. So I think we struggle with that. Other coaches might be better at teaching that, but I do think we've seen improvement of just understanding we got to get low and you know, you try to get a second guy there as fast as possible. And but, yeah, we've gotten better, but it's still a struggle for us.
Talk a little bit about your opponent. You get Silver Lake on Friday afternoon. Talk about your preparation for them.
Well, we kind of had a short practice yesterday, but they do just a couple formations. They're probably more of a pass-heavy team. They have a very accurate quarterback. And number seven, their receiver, is a really big kid that gets open. They're really good at sneaking out the, you know, in six man, every man's eligible, so they're good at figuring out on who you're leaving and sneaking that guy out. So they're not quite as big as they've been the last couple of years. I think they'd say that too. And so I think that's a better matchup for us. We don't have a ton of size. But we're just continuing to work, and, you know, a lot of working on ourselves and figuring out how we can get better, not all on them.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right. Well, thank you very much.